Nachmo. We will start again from the beginning. Yeah, five lines from the bottom on Kuvbez and off. Tan Rabban, Bnei Chabura Shahayu Mesubin V'Kiddush Aleihem Hayoyim. So they were having Yisuda on Friday afternoon. V'Kiddush Aleihem Hayoyim. And it was time for Kiddush. Shabbos came in. Meivin Leikoyis Shal Yayin V'Oymer Alav Kiddushas Hayoyim. So Visheni Aymer Alav Birkas Amazon Diva Rabbi Yehuda. So this goes back to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which we saw yesterday, who says once it's Kiddush Aleihem Hayoyim, you have to be mafsik the Seuda. In which case, now that Shabbos is Chal, they say Kiddush, and they immediately say Birkas Amazon. If you look at the gears of the Rashbam, about four or five lines in the bottom, he says Hachigas Sinan. Meaning you say Kiddush, and then you immediately have to bench. The Rashbam says, "Kedama Rabbi Yehuda le'el," like Rabbi Yehuda said before, so again, Tan Rabbanan, Bnei Chabur Shayim is Sivin V'Kiddush Aleihem Hayoyim. It's a Friday afternoon in the middle of their meal. Shabbos is Chal. According to Yehuda, you have to say Kiddush. Maybe in Lekeris Shal Yain Va'Imar Lav Kiddush Hayoyim. V'Sheini Imar Lav Birkas Amazon. On the second cup, you say Birkas Amazon to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisi Omer, like we saw yesterday, Rabbi Yisi Omer Oichel V'Hailach Ad Shetechshach. One is allowed to continue to eat until Nacht, as the Rashbam says, Ad Shetigomer Su Dasan. Inami Holchen Va'ichlim Shetechshach. Rabbi Yisi Tamei L'Zei Ein Mafsikin Klal. Like we saw yesterday, Shitas Rabbi Yisi is the one need not be Mafsik. So Rabbi Yisi says, Oichel V'Hailach Ad Shetechshach. Fine. Now we get into today's discussion. Gomru Kois Rishon Mevarech Alav Birkas Amazon. So Gomru, they finish their Suda. So what do they do? Kois Rishon Mevarech Alav Birkas Amazon. So the first cup, that is the Kois which they use for benching. Now they use a second Kois, V'Sheni Eimer Alav Kedushas Hayoyim. On the second Kois, they make Kiddush. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yisi, you're allowed to finish your meal. It's Friday, you're having a late brunch, and you're eating, and Shabbos comes in. You finish your meal, and you have to take out, and you have to pour two koises. First kois is going to be for benching, second kois is going to be for Kiddush. Like we saw yesterday, that according to BIC, you say Kiddush at the end of your meal, and somehow that is considered to be a kiyum din of Kiddush b'makom seuda. So Gomru Kais Rishon Mevarech Alav Birkas Amazon Vasheni Eimer Alav Kiddushas Hayoyim. On the second cup, you will say Kiddush. Frag the Gemara Amai V'Nimrinu L'Tavayu Achad Kosa. Why don't you bench on the Kais and say Kiddush on the Kais? Use one Kais for the two mitzvahs which you have to do. Amrav hu namrav sheishis, ein eimam shtei kedushis al keis echad. You're not allowed to do so. My time, amrav nachem ba yitzchak lefisha ein oisin mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. The reason why you would not be able to both say Birkas Amazon and Kiddush on the same kois is because there's a din of ein oisin mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. What does this mean? So the Rashbam says over here in the first wide line, Chavilas, Chavilas, the mixti alei kemasui. It appears like it is a burden. Or Rashi and Saita says, Shinira kemi shahayu alav lamasui umimar lefarek masoi. It's like the fellow wants to immediately remove his load and so on. So, because of this klal of ein ois and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, so you have to have one kois for Birkas Hamazon and one kois for Kiddush. Very interesting. Tesis says over here in Dibra Maschil, ein oimrim shtei kedushas al kois echad. So Tesis v'yeish ne'agim b'chupa mitamze. Shalai Layamai Shava Brachas Al Kais Birkas Hamazin. Elamivin Kais Acher, the Ein Mevarchim Ala Sheni, Ber Priagafin, Kavin Shikvai Birach Al Kais Birkas Hamazin. Ge'ein Nachan Levarach Pamayim. So says Taisus, based on this klal of Eines and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilais, so during Birkas Hamazin by Shava Brachas, one Kais you use for benching, one Kais you use for Shava Brachas. Don't use the same kais twice because of the issue of Eines and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilais. That is what Taisus says. After Beinu Mishulam Haya Omer Hakol Al Kais Echad. The leidami lebirkas hamazon vekiddush, the three mili ninu, says Rabbeinu Mishulam amils the mistaber. He says Bishlam, when it comes to benching from your meal on Friday and saying kiddush for Shabbos, that's mamish two separate things. That's three mili ninu. Avol hacha chadamilsi, it's really just one thing. The birkas hamazon gerim lebirkas nisuin. Meaning, the din of Sheva Brachas is if you have a Su'uda, which is done, Lechvoy, the Chasen and the Kala, so then, when you bench, you add in the Sheva Brachas. It's not two distinct things, it's really one and the same. Now, therefore, says Rabbeinu Mishulam, you don't need to have two Kaisis. Al-Kopanim says, Taisus, you do, and we know that that is our Minhag. Taisus says, another application, Ubirkas Erisin Venisuin, Nahogu Leimar al Shtei Kaisis. He says also when it comes to Erisin and Nesuin, we have two Kaisis. The time of the Regilin Zebeleze. And the reason is because we often have one without the other. Kedamina Biksubas, Mavachim Birkas Erisin, Bebeis Erisin, Birkas Chasanim, Bebeis Chasanim, Vaoidin Agu Likris Ksuba, Beintayim, Vahavi Hefsik, Walakach Miskavenin. We try and break up the Erisin from the Nesuin specifically, Ulakach, Tzach, Beis, Kaisis, and so on. Al Kaponim, those are a couple of applications of this din of Ein Ois and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. Yeah, so that is the a couple of applications of Ein Ois and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. There is an interesting discussion in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Haftes of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Gimel, says the following. Sagdaramam, Hayoichel Vigomar Achilasai Im Achnasa Shabbos. So a person was having a meal Friday afternoon, and they finished their meal with Knesset Shabbos. So Mavarach Birkas Amazin Tchila Vachkach Mekadesh Al Kais Sheni. Then you use a second Kais. Velo Yivarech Vikadesh Al Kais Echad. Don't use the same Kais. Why? She'ein eisen shtei mitzvahs b'kais echad. Why, says the Rambam? She mitzvahs kiddush u mitzvahs birkas hamazon shtei mitzvahs shel Torah hein. Ah, says the Rambam, a very interesting thing. The reason why you may not do this is because they are both mitzvahs shel Torah. Birkas hamazon is a diraisa, and kiddush is a diraisa. So says the Rambam, says the Yemigdal Oiz over here, that it's Mavur in the Rambam, that it's Dafka because it is Diraisa. It's Dafka because it's Diraisa. That's the reason why we say Einos and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas, and so on. Interesting Nakuda. There's a Chassam Sefer who says, that what about if you have one mitzvah which is diraisa and another mitzvah which is dirabonin? Right? Lachar, it should come out based on what we're saying that you should be entitled to do so, right? Based on what the Rambam seems to be saying and the Migdal Oiz is diot, that one is diraisa, one is dirabonin, it should be mutter to do so. Says the Chassam Sefer, the Gemara is going to say soon that when it comes to Havdalah and Birkas Hamazon, that is considered to be Chavilas Chavilais. We will say that that is the Rambam Lishitasai, that the Rambam says that Havdalah is also Midiraisa. That's the Shitas Rambam. And that's why the Rambam says that Noshim are Mechuyavis in Havdalah, because they're Mechuyav in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, because of the Hekish of Shomer and Zachar and so on. So we'll say the same thing. But the kasha which he asks on the Rambam is, the Gemara is going to say about Havdalah on Matzei Shabbos and Kiddush on Yom Tov. And the Magid Mishnah says, according to the Rambam, that Kiddush on Yom Tov is not Midyaraisa. So, in theory, it should come out that you have Havdalah on a Matzei Shabbos, which is the Araisa, Kiddush on Yom Tov, which is the Rabbonin. And if we're saying that the only time it's a problem of Ein Eis and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is when they're both on the same level, they're both the Araisa, but here one's the Araisa, one's the Rabbonin, so it shouldn't be a problem of Ein Eis and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. He quotes from Rab Aaron Folda, who says a very interesting thing, a Chiddush. He says that when a person says Havdalah on a Matzei Shabbos, which is Chal on Yom Tov, then the Havdalah is no longer D'Araisa. Meaning Havdalah is D'Araisa if you're going Bein Kodesh L'Chol. But if you're going Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, even though the level of Kedusha is a lower level, but it's not going to be Mid'Araisa. That's what he says. Kevin Shishirish Mitzvah Havdalah Hume Akosov Ula Havdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol, and by Matzei Shabbos, which is Chal on Yom Tov, it's not a real Havdalah Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and so on. In which case, it could be that they're both the Rabbanan. If they're both the Rabbanan, they're both on the same level. So once again, you might have the same issue of Ein Eis and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. There's another interesting discussion which was very relevant recently, and that was on Purim last week. So we know when it comes to Mishleach Manas, and when it comes to Matanas Levyonim, so the halacha is you're allowed to give food for both of them. You can be Yetzah Matanas Levyonim by sending food. So the Ksav Sefer in Shuvas, in Aruch Chaim Kuflametes, is mistapik. Can a person be Yetzah Mishleach Manas and Matanas Levyonim by sending food to an ani? So, by giving the food, you're doing both mitzvahs. Can you do that? Or, says the Ksav Sefer, is that a problem of Ein Eis in Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? I'm pattering myself from two mitzvahs in one action. And maybe we should apply the logic of Rashi and the Rashbam, that it looks like I'm trying to kind of remove this load off my back as soon as possible, and therefore it should be a problem of Ein Eis in Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. In the Sefer Steir Chemed, he doesn't understand the suffix of the Ksav Sefer, because he says that in the case of the Ksav Sefer, you're doing one single action. You're just giving food. Reuben is giving food to Shimon. So you're not doing two separate actions. Usually the din of Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is when you're doing two separate pe'ulais. Like you need to go ahead and say Birkas HaMazon, which is one pe'ula, and you need to say Kiddush, which is a separate pe'ula, a separate asiyah, ein oisin, lashon rabim. But here I'm doing one single action. If I'm doing one single action, surely that should be okay. Surely that should not be a problem of ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. That's what the Steir Chemed suggests.
Also, sorry, on the point of matanas avyonim, isn't the ani supposed to have flexibility of what you can do with the product, i.e. money, like with food, that eshach and shach manas?
Right, I mean, so you're right, we usually give money, but the halacha is that you can be yetzah matanas levyonim with food also. So being that you can be yetzah, hence the suffix of the Ksav Sefer. It's another very interesting diyun. The Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer Hoyd Yosef, and in another one of his Svarim, Malach HaBris, he says a fascinating thing. He says if one's father and one's mother both ask the child to take an item to someone's house, same person's house, so they tell the father tells the son, take this to Reuven's house, and the mother tells the son, take this to Reuven's house, so you would think, so he would take an item which his father gave him, take the item which his mother gave him, and he'd go to Reuven's house and do the shlichus. So he says, no, the Don't take them together at the same time. Take the first one, and then afterwards take the second one, because kibud av and kibud aim are considered to be distinct. And he says it should be a problem of einasin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Again, not everyone agrees, and some, like we said, the Sdei Chemed says if it's the same action, we wouldn't say that, but there is such a discussion. Okay, anyway, so al kopanim, we've said within Rabbi Yossi, you finish the Suda on Friday, it's time to bench, it's time to say Kiddush. Case number one is for Birkas Hamazon. Case number two is for benching, and the reason why is because Ein Eisen Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Frag the Gemara Kasha Votanya Hanichnes Lebeise B'Motzei Shabbos Mevarech Al Hayayin Ve'Al Hamar Ve'Al Besamim Ve'achakach Eimer Habdallah Al Hakois Ve'Ein Le'Al Hakois Echad Menicha La'Achra Hamazayin. So here we're in a case where a person goes into his house on a Motzei Shabbos, and he's having a Suda also, and he will need to say Birkas Hamazon, he will need to say Havdalah. So what do we say? We say that Yain Ma'ar Bisamim Havdalah, but if all he has is one kois, and he's going to need that also for benching, so then, Menicha La'achra Hamazin, Mishalshlan Kulan La'achrov. And Rashbam says the Lashna Mishalshlan is Lashna Shalsheles, Shemacharbam Yachad in Birkas Hamazin. Al Kopanim, what do you see? You see that you are able to say two brachas, Al Kaisechad, Havdalah, and Birkas Hamazin. The guy's going to be eating, and he needs to say Havdalah, and you see you're able to be Mitzar of the two together. Mishalshlan Kulan La'achrov. Says the Gemara, Ein loy shiny. If the fellow does not have any, if he doesn't have any more wine, all he has is one cup, that's a different story. He only has one cup of wine. We are saying that if a person has more than one cup of wine, then we say, Ein eisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, and in Echem you can do it. So it should come out, according to what we said in Tosfos, that if you're by a Sheva Brachas or at a Chuppah, that there's only one kais, you should be able to use the same kais for both things. But in a situation where you have two kaises, then we said ein eisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, ein loy shiny. Frag the Gemara v'hayomtiv shechal yezachra Shabbos. What about yomtiv which falls after Shabbos? The islay, and it's a case where he has. We think over here we're discussing Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. If it's Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, he clearly has more than one cup of wine, because as we learned at the beginning of the parak, Lo Yifchasu Lo Mi Arba Kosis, and therefore everyone has several cups of wine. So Frag the Gemara again one more time. B'ha Yom Tov Shechal Yezachar Shabbos. Again, we think it's first night Pesach, which fell after Shabbos, just like this year is going to be. The Islay, he's got several cups. The Omer Rav, and nevertheless Rav Shita is Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So if you look at the Rashbam over here, about eight lines down in the wider lines, the Islay, the Omer Rav, Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, Kosal Kedaitach. The Yom Tov Arishon Shel Pesach Shirali Yezachar Shabbos Askin of the Islay Kosis Harbi, the Snala Ella, Filonish Beshoi Lifchasimi Abba Kosis, the Omer Rav Yakna, Alma Kiddush, the Havdalah. So you see, you can say Kiddush and Havdalah on the same kois. That is, meaning it's, you need to say Kiddush for Yom Tov, you need to say Havdalah because it's Motzei Shabbos. The two go together, and nevertheless you say you can be Mitzarif the two together on one kois. V'amarav, Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So the Gemara says you're wrong. You thought that we were speaking about first night Yom Tov, and we said if it's first night Yom Tov, then a person has several cups of wine, in which case we should apply the din of Ein Eisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Says the Gemara, Amri Midaloy Amr Zman, for the fact that Rav said Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, and there was no reference to Zman, So you're not saying a Shechianu, so it can't be that we're referring to first night Pesach. So again, Amri Mitaloy Amri Zman, Mechlal Dibishvi Shul Pesach Askinan. We must be speaking about seventh day Pesach, the whole Maida Havile Achale Velesle. We're speaking about seventh night Pesach, which fell on a Motzei Shabbos, and he only has one cup of wine, and being there, he only has one cup of wine, that's the reason why he's able to be mitzarif the two together. Frag the Gemara, we'll come back to this in a minute. V'hayom tiv rishon di'islei. But one second, what about the first night of Pesach, where he clearly has several cups of wine? V'amar Abaye yayin kiddush zman ner havdalah. So you see that you're making kiddush and havdalah on the same kais. I kiddush is a mitzvah, havdalah is a mitzvah, and nevertheless you're doing both on the same kais. V'rava amar yaknahaz. He says you do yayin kiddush ner havdalah zman. Ella says the Gemara, Havdalah v'kiddush chadam ilsi. Because I'm wasn't a kiddush, tre mili minu. Meaning we will slightly adjust what we said before. Originally we said, towards the top of the Amud, we said that, einem shtei kiddushes. We said you don't say two, Renachma Yitzchak says, she'enes emitzis chavilas chavilas. What was the lashon? Einem shtei kiddushes al kais echad. Don't say two kiddushes. So we thought that meant Kiddush and Havdalah. And now we're saying, no, really, you can say Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup, that you can do. But Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, that you may not do. Now, what's the reason why Kiddush and Havdalah is the same? Says Rashi, last Rashi on the page, Kiddush v'Havdalah chadam ilsi d'tazayu mishum kedushas yamim tevim ninhu u'b'Havdalah atzmehu humazki kedushas yam tev. So Kiddush is, I'm showing that this day which is coming in is distinct and is Kaddish more so than the day before. Havdalah, I'm also speaking about the Kiddush of this past day vis-a-vis the day which is coming. So that is considered to be the same inyan, the same idea, the same concept. Hence, there's not a problem of Enes and Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. When is there a problem of Vos Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? When it comes to Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, that's when we have an issue. Now, just going back to one point, we said before that Yom Tov Shechali is Achra Shabbos. So again, it's Motzei Shabbos, and now Yom Tov is Chal. So, like this year, V'Amar Rav Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So, what about Besamim? Why don't we say Besamim on Matzah Shabbos? I mean, yes, Yom Tov is being Chal, but why not say Besamim? So, if you look at Tezus over here, second to last Tezus, Rav Amar Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. Umashe Mazkir Besamim, Pirish Rashvam, the Tama Besamim Mishum Ibud Neshami Yisera. So, yes, it's Matzoi Shabbos, but Yom Tov is coming in. So, there's also a Neshami Yisera. Hence, there's no need to say a bracha on the summit. Fractasis, Vakash, I'm sorry? Oh, so Fractasis, Im Kain. Makasha then came Matzah Yom Tov Amai Light Kino B'Samim. So that's the kasha. So if so, why in every Matzah Yom Tov? Why don't we say Abraham B'Samim? Lekach Nira Devi Yom Tov Leka Neshami Yisera. So Tezus concludes from here. You see that there is no Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov, and so writes the Rashba in Atshuva and Chelek Gimel Siman Reish Tzadi. And so says the Rosh in Siman Tes. Now it's very interesting. The Ramban in the Sefer Emuno B'Tochen Perek Chaf Aleph, he says that there is a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. There is a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov. The question is, according to the Ramban, if there is a Neshama Yisera on Yom Tov, so why is it that we don't say B'Sama Matzi Yom Tov? Zog the Ramban, the Neshama Yisera is not mistalikus. It doesn't leave. It says that Ramban, it does not leave. So So I vote to explain based on what Rav Huttner writes. Rav Huttner writes in Pachad Yitzchak, in Hanukkah, Maimer Zayin. He says, I'll just read what I wrote. I just wrote down the Lashon of the Sefer. V'yadua hu etzleinu ha-hakpada. By us, he says, we have a kpeda. Shaloi loimar sizavek ayomtiv. He says, one shouldn't say, ah, yomtiv's gone, it's past. Ela habitu yanochanu sizzugukum en ayomtiv. Meaning the yomtiv came, like it has come and we've kind of gone through it. Not to say it's come and gone. We kind of went through it. Meaning, the Rishonim say, the Nusach HaBracha which we say on Yom Tov is, V'hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu is Birkas Moyadecha. And some of the Rishonim say, V'hasiyenu is Miloshen Maso. Like, place the bundle, like every Yom Tov has a Birkas Moyadecha. So load us up. Load us up with a bracha, like we take from every single Yom Tov, we take it and we kind of add it to our spiritual self and it becomes part of ourselves and, you know, we've had it. It's not that, you know, Yom Tov's gone, you know, kind of, it's come and gone. No, you know, we went through the Yom Tov and it came and we took from it and we're taking it with us and so on. So maybe al derech zeh, that's what the Ramban means. When he says that the Neshama Yisrael, whatever spiritual Birkas Me'adecha, which came on Yom Tov, kind of we take it with us throughout the rest of the year. Right, very nice. Dubi is just mentioning that the Sfasemis says that the difference between the two is Shabbos, which is Kriya V'Kaima, and we don't do anything, it comes without our input. So the Neshama Yisrael comes, the Neshama Yisrael goes. Whereas Yom Tov, which comes through us and our efforts and our Kedusha and so on, so then it remains. Yeah, exactly. Very nice. Okay, good. So Al-Kabonim, what have we said? We have said that there is this halachic concept of Ein, Ois, and Mitzvahs, Chavidas, Chavidas. Originally, we thought that applies even to two Kedushas, meaning Kiddush and Havdalah. Now, the Gemara is Masik, that no, Kiddush and Havdalah is considered to be similar enough that there's no issue of Ein, Ois, and Mitzvahs, Chavidas, Chavidas. Whereas, if it is Birkas HaMozein and Kiddush, then there is a problem of Ein, Ois, and Mitzvahs, Chavidas, Chavidas. We said that Rash and the Rashbam say the reason why is because it's nearer Olav Kamasoi and you're just trying to kind of patter yourself and get rid of it as soon as possible. And we mentioned Shitas HaRambam, according to the Duke of the Migdol Oiz, that we say it if both mitzvahs are D'Oraisa. If one mitzvah is D'Oraisa and one mitzvah is D'Rabbanan, we don't say it. Could be if they're both on the same level, they're both D'Rabbanan, also we would say it. But if one is D'Oraisa and one is D'Rabbanan, we wouldn't necessarily say it. Good. Talamazen. Gufo. Yom Tov shechal liyeis achra Shabbos. So if Yom Tov fell after Shabbos, Rav Omar Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. We're going to mention now, I think, maybe 7 or 8 different shitas, lots of different permutations as to. It is a Matzei Shabbos, so you need to say Havdalah, you need to say make Kiddush. Yes, you have to say the bracha of Kiddush Hayom, you need to say the bracha on the Yayin, you need to say a bracha on Ner. What is the correct permutation? So Rav says Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. If you look at the second to last Rashbam over here, says the Rashbam, Yayin, Kiddush, Rav, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Svirle, Kiddushas Hayom, Adifa, Me Havdalah. Meaning, why do I preface the Kedushas Hayom of the Yom Tov to the Haskara of Shabbos? Taritzi is fairly Kedushas Hayom Adifa Mavdalah. Inari, dechi Mavdal Beresha, Mirzi dehavi alei Kedushas Hayom Kamasri. If I immediately try and say Havdalah first, it's as if, oh, I'm very happy that Shabbos is gone. That's the discussion over there in Brachas. In Eilu Dvarim Shvein Beisham Bein Beisil B'Suda. but we say yayin comes before kedushas hayoyim because yayin is tadir. So first you have yayin, and then you have kiddush. V'achar kiddush, ner v'havdala kishar matzi shabbosis shaner kedim havdala. So that's the reason why Rav says yayin kiddush ner havdala. Shmuel Amar, yayin, that is first, but then ner havdala and kiddush. So let's just see the beginning of this Rashbam. Shmuel Amar yayin ner havdala kiddush. So Shmuel Svirlei Havdala Kedim LeKiddush. Now why should Havdala come before? Kedim Mefarish Taima LeKamei, the Gemara is going to say, Mashal, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, who also says that Havdala comes before the Kiddush of Yom Tov. Why? Lema Adar V'Dema, what's it comparable to? Lamelech Sheyotza V'Afarchas Nichnas. Meaning, if the king goes out and then the prince comes in, so what do you do first? Malaven Es HaMelech, which is Shabbos, Lahavdil, and then V'Achakach Yetzin Likras V'Avachas, Likras Yom Tov L'Kavshei. So first you're Malave, and you recite Havdalah, because the king is going out, and then you bring in Yom Tov, and therefore we preface Havdalah to Kiddush, and so on. So that is Shmuel. So again, Rav Amar Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, Shmuel says Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. V'Rabba Amar Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. So again, everyone so far is agreeing that they do Yayin first, but Rabba says Yayin, and then immediately afterwards is Havdalah. Immediately afterwards is Havdalah, and the Rashbam explains that Be'etzim Sfirilei Karav, and kind of he goes into the subtle differences of every single Shita, meaning he holds like Rav in this, he holds like Shmuel in that, but a slight difference in this and slight difference in that. So Rabbi says, Yain Havdalah Ner Kiddush, Levi Amar Kiddush Ner Yain Havdalah, Rabbanan Amri Kiddush Yain Ner Havdalah, Marbri the Ravna Amar Ner Kiddush Yain Havdalah, Maritama Mishmet of Yeshua Ner Yain Havdalah Kiddush. So lots of opinions as to what is the correct Seder. Shalom le'avu de Shmuel le'rebi yelamdeinu rabbeinu seyde havdalais heich. So what should you do when you have a Matzei Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is Chalon and Matzei Shabbos? What should you do? So shalom le'kach amr Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, sha'amr mishum aviv, sha'amr mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, ner, havdalah, yayin, kiddush. Amr b'chanina mashal Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, Lamelech sheyotze v'afarchas nichnas malaven es hamelech v'yachakach yotzim likras afarchas. So as we mentioned before in Shmuel, that it's Shmuel said the Rashbam based on this mashal that Havdalah comes first, even though there is this potential near alav kamas hecheshbon, but it is appropriate to first be malave Shabbos, be malave the melech before you greet the Yom Tov, the afarchas. Says the Gemara, "My Avi Allah, how do we come out? Abaya Amra Yain Kiddush." Now here he adds in Zman. We haven't mentioned Zman up until now, so in essence we can kind of disregard the Zion just to kind of see what they're saying. Abaya says Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. He adds in Zman in the middle, but it's Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah, which was exactly what Rav said. Rav said Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So Abaya says Yain Kiddush Zman Havdalah is really going in the same Seder of Rav. And so too, V'Rava Amar also, if you look at it, it's also Yain Kiddush and Ner Havdalah. He just put Zman at the very end. So both Abaya and Rava really hold like Rav, and that's what the Rashbam says, that they're both going B'Shitas Rav. It's just the Machlekes as to Zman, where do you place the Zman? And the Gemara says, V'hilchus k'Rava, and we paskin like Rava. says Rashi, V'hilchus k'Rava, two lines down, the Kiddusha, V'hada Abdalta, the Chimavda Bereisha, Michzi Alei Kiddusha Shabbos Kamasa. Meaning the concern of offending, we don't want to, Chas V'Shalom, offend the Shabbos. I mean, it almost seems to be like Shmuel's reason, which is based on the Mashal of Rabbi Yeshua, is more like you want to give cover to Shabbos, you want to be malavit. But the other reason is that we don't want to chas v'shalom be pegeya in Shabbos, and therefore we would rather not give it the kavod of being malavit and making havdalah at the very end, because if I would say havdalah at the beginning, it's as if I'm happy for Shabbos to go, and that we don't want to do. Tezus mentions over here, Dira Masal Velchasek Rava. Tezus says, Mishum Einach Amayroyin Itzrich Livsek Rava. The only reason why the Gemara needs to say Velchasek Rava is because we had so many other Shitas Amayroyim in the Gemara. The Loi Mishum Abaya, but it's not necessary to mention this because of Abaya. Why? Because Bakula Gemara Karava Legabi Abaya Bar Mial Kigam. We know he always passed him like Rava, with the exception of Yal Kigam. Okay, good. Says the Gemara Vayter. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. So he visited the house of Rava. Aisu Lakamayu Ma'or Ubisamim. So it was a Matzai Shabbos, and they brought a ner and besamim. And Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda was curious to see what Rava was going to do. So Baruch Rava Abesamim Bereisha. So he said the bracha on besamim first, v'hadam ma'ar, and on the eish afterwards. Amar lei v'ha bein be'shamay bein be'silal ma'ar bereisha v'hadam besamim. But I thought both be'shamay and be'silal say that Eish comes first and Bisamim comes second. Mayi, what do we see? There's this Nan, Bishami Emrim, Ner, Mazin Bisamim, Vavdallah. So Ner comes before Bisamim, Basil Emrim, Ner, Bisamim, Mazin, Vavdallah. So they argue about the place of the other ones, but they both agree that Ner comes before Bisamim. So why did you, Rava, go against the Shita of Basil? So Ani Rava Basrei Amar Zu Divrei Reb Meir. This is the Shita of Rebbe Meir. Aval Reb Yehuda Omer Lenechlaku Beishamay Beishilal Al Hamozein Shehu Betchila Val Havdala Shehu Besayif. Meaning, if it is a person is finished Shal Shavus and they need to bench, and they also need to say Havdala. So both Beishami and Beisil agree that first you're going to say Birkas HaMazon. Mazon is going to be at the very beginning, and Havdalah is going to be at the very end. Like we said, we always try and push off and delay Havdalah to show that it was very Nayach and Marutza Aleinu. So everyone agrees to that. Almen Echleku, Ala Ma'or V'Ala Besamim. That is the Machlekes. Beishami Imrim Ma'or V'Yach Kach Besamim. U'Beisil Imrim Besamim. V'yachakach ma'ar, v'yam Rabbi Yechanan, nogu ha'am kebeis hillel, ali b'debiud. Rabbi Yechanan says that the minhag ha'olam is like beis hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda's version of beis hillel, as opposed to Rabbi Meir's version of beis hillel, in which case, first we say besamim, and then we say eish. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says four lines down, and the Rashbam says the same thing. Al hamozin shuhu betchila. So first comes Birkas Hamozin. Kaven de gomar sudase bahu ichayiv bereisha. The ein mavirin ala mitzvus. Meaning, first it was incumbent upon me to bench. I was nishayiv in that first. The ein mavirin al hamitzvus. And you're not allowed to be maver al hamitzvus. So says Rashi and the Rashbam. See over here, he quotes an interesting dion in the Sefer Arad Rabbanan, who says, this din of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, what is the din if the first mitzvah is a mitzvah Durabbanan, and the second mitzvah is a mitzvah Midyaraisa? So do we still say the klal of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, or not? The Hevi Rai Misug Yoseinu Shein Mavirin Al Mitzvah Durabbanan Mipnei mitzvah diraisa. Shrei birkas hamazin hi midiraisa vahavdala ein ala midirabonin. Then hoya haklal shidiraisa la'olam chamor yoisa midirabonin. If the rule is that a diraisa always pushes aside a dirabonin, the af mavirim al mitzvah dirabonin kade lasik be mitzvah diraisa. Lo yahoya rashi v'rashbam tzrichim losis tam. Lahagdamas birkas amozin mebnei shehi kodma va'oisik huba. He wouldn't have to say the reason why is because you're already involved in it and it came first. Sharei gam imahaya mischayev ba'achar shischayev ba'avdala. Even if it kind of happened to come afterwards, hayatzar lahakdim yisar la'avdala, because it's the eraisa. And for the fact that the Gemara needed to give the reason of Birkas Hamazon, because its chiyuv came first, muchach shim shim kadam chiyuv shal mitzvah d'rabbanan ein mavir malei lasik b'mitzvah d'raisa. So says the Ari d'rabbanan. From here you see that if you're already, if a mitzvah d'rabbanan came your way first, and then a mitzvah d'raisa comes second, we would not say that you do the d'raisa. In all cases, we would say that a mavir, there are other shitas who say you can't necessarily make this diuk. Al-Kobanim, that is what he's medayik from this. Good, fine. So, as we said, in a case where Yom Tov is chal on a Motzei Shabbos, so we said we do Yak Nahaz, Yain, Kiddush Ner Havdalah. And as we said, very often we always do Havdalah at the end, and this is relevant to many things, like if you have to count Sfira and make Havdalah in Shul and all these types of things. Very often we push aside Havdalah till the very end, because as much as we can be ma'acher the Havdalah to show that, you know, we are very happy to prolong the Shabbos as much as possible. Good, says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, Ikla Lebei Rava. So he traveled to the house of Rava. And again, he was watching Rava to see what he would do. Chazye, the Borich Buri Priagafin, Akosakama. He saw that he said a Bur Priagafin on the first kais. Vahada Borich Akosa the Birchasa, the Ishti. And then he benched and he said a separate Buri Priagafin on the kais of Birkas Hamazon. So Amr Leis said, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, Lama l'chakuli, hi, why did you need to do this? Habardich lanmar, chadazimna. You already made a bracha, originally, Bar Priagafen, so why do you need to say a second, separate Bar Priagafen, by benching? So Amr Leis, ki havinan beireish galusa, hachi avdinan. He said, when I was in the house of the Reish Galusa, this is what was done. So, okay, fine. I mean that itself needs a hesber. When I was in the house of the Reish Galusa, that is what was done. So, says the Gemara, Amalei, Tainach Reish Galusa, Dahachi Ovid, I can understand that this is what they do in the Reish Galusa, Dahachi Abdinan. Why the suffix maisilon, suffix le maisilon? Because who's to say that they're going to bring you any more wine? And therefore, the fact that you make a bracha on one cup, you don't necessarily know if they're going to bring you any more. If you look at the last Rashbam, lo yavi yadis nirmashki lechusu basa kasakama iloi, tachi barchisu akama. And when you say the bracha on the first kais, Loy havi dataychu akasa achrina. You don't necessarily know if they're going to bring you a second cup. Vahavi le kolchad ketchila sudasei. In which case, every single cup which you drink is considered to be like a new thing. Looks like your nimlach. Well, this is not necessarily. This was not necessarily a Shabbos meal, I think. I mean, it's not clear. It's just the middle of a Suda. And, you know, they gave, the question is, when exactly was this taking place in the Bay Reish Galusa? I mean, it's not clear. I mean, I would have thought, from the fact that he's saying this is what was done in the Bay Reish Galusa, I would have thought to keep it. No. Well, again, the story over here was that he said a Bar Priagafen on the first cup, and then he said and then he made a Bar Priagafen on Birkas Hamazon, It doesn't even say we're discussing Shabbos over here, right? What did Rashi say? The Rashbam says Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba ikol lebi Rava. He does sitak. I'm sorry. Shabbos havak demin lekamei. Right. Kimat al avduli. Right. Because like at the end of Amud Beis says kimat al avduli. Right. Alma de miikaris suda Shabbos beyurim hayoichem. Exactly. Okay. So it was he was having suda Shabbos and he made a hagafen on one cup of wine. And then he benched, and then he said Hagafen on the cup of wine by benching. Maybe he made Kiddush in the morning, and now he's having his Suda. So he makes a Berber Hagafen in the middle of his meal, finishes the meal, Berkas Amazin, and says Berber Hagafen again. So he's. And then the Gemara is going to say. Then when he got to Abdallah, at the end of Amud Beis, we're going to say further in the day when he got to Abdallah. So it was Suda Shabbos. He said Hagafen in the meal. He benched, and then he said another Hagafen. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba said, why did you do this? He said, because this is what was done in the Bei Reish Kalusa. To which Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba said, I understand, because there, who's to say you would have another drink? Now, the Achronim are a bit bothered by the following question. The Gemara says, and it's Paskin in Arachaim and Kuf Ayin Tes, that let's say you go to someone's house for a meal. Let's say you go to someone's house for a cup of coffee, and they bring you a coffee, and you say, a Bari Priyagofen. Now they bring you a refill, or they bring you a cup of tea afterwards. You don't need to say another bracha. There's a concept of your das is on the balabais. You know, you don't know the balabais could be bringing you out more food and so on. And if I'm in his home, he's invited me for a meal. I don't necessarily know if he's going to give me one cup, two cups, three cups. I'm assuming that he might give me more. And therefore, I don't need to say a second bracha. So the Chronim ask, so what taka is the pshat? Why? You know, what do we mean to say that, when you ate in the Reish Kalusa's house, so the reason why you said a bracha every single time is because you don't know. But how is that different to the normal case of daite adas balabais, that, you know, whatever they bring you, your das is on the das of balabais?
Also, what would you say about Hatov Amitav? What do you hold about it?
Yeah, I mean, it could be that you would have to say Hatov Amitav, you know, if the wine was not there beforehand. The higher you would. But Al Kopanim, so what's the pshat over here? So Masorav Yashiv says it could be that when he ate in the house of the Bei Reish Kalusa, he wasn't actually formally invited to eat in the Reish Kalusa's house. It's only if there's an invitation which was extended to you, A invites B to come to his house, so then B, once B says a shakl once, then you don't need to say a second shakl, maybe he's going to bring you something else, and maybe something else. If it's your own house, and you say, right, I'm going to have one cup of coffee, I'm trying to cut down one cup of coffee, and you have your drink, then if you say you're going to have a second cup, you have to say new bracha, because that's called your nimlach, you changed your mind. But that's what they say, that's why this might be different to a case of the balabais. Al-Kopanim said, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba to Rava, that doesn't necessarily justify why you should say a Bari Priyagofen on the first cup and after benching, because you can decide, you know that you're going to drink this cup after Birkas Amazon, so why can't you say a Bari Priyagofen, and that will kind of carry you through even after you bench, just like, let's say, if a person says a Bari Priyagofen before they wash. The Gemara says if a person decides they want to drink some wine and then they can have a meal, and they initially say a Bari Priyagofen, that Bari Priyagofen takes you through your entire meal. And now you don't have to say a Bari Priyagofen during the meal. So why can't the Bari Priyagofen take you after the meal? Person intends on drinking, to the extent that you have to say a separate bracha anyway. So that's what Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba asked Rava. So Amalei Ano Avdi Ketalmidi Derav. So I based myself on the Talmidei de Rav, the Rav Bruno, Rav Hananel, Talmidi, the Rav, Havu, Yasvi, Basudas. Rav Brun and Rav Hananel, they were Talmidim of Rav, and they were sitting down at a Seuda. Koi Olayu, Rav Yeva, Sava. And Rav Yeva, Sava, the elder, was serving them. Rashi says, Mishamish Olayu. Rav Yashu points out, even though he was Gadol Nehem, Bishonim, and he was an elderly man, nevertheless, as the Gemara tells us in Kedushin Lamed Beis, we see many, many cases in Shas that a Gadol was Mishamish a Katan, and that's very often what was done. So, Kopon and Rav Yeva Sava was Mishamish, these two Talmidim of Rav. Amrulei, so they said to him, Havlon V'nivrach, right? Bring his Smaimach Roinim, we'll get a bench, and that's what he told them to do. Rashi says, "Have lan v'nivrach birkas hamazin." So they said they told the shamash that they would like to bench. So l'soif amrulei have lan v'nishti. They said we've actually changed our mind. We think that we would like to drink some more. So they changed their mind. So amar lahu sereb yev asavat said to them, "Hachi amarav kaven dam risu avlan v'nivrach itzra lahu l'mishti." Once you said, let's bench, so then it's also for you to drink. Some Rishonim say that means it's also for you to drink unless you say a new bracha. Some Rishonim go even further to say, no, you're not allowed to drink. It's chal upon you. The mitzvah birkas amazin, you're not allowed to drink. You must not drink. But I'll call upon it at my time, it says the Gemara, the aschisu dataychu, because there was a hesach hadas. So, meaning, when you have Birkas Hamazon is necessarily considered to be a Hesach Hadas. Remember, like we saw yesterday, we said there are some things which are considered to be a Hesach Hadas. And we had the sugi yesterday, or 2 days ago, whenever it was, about Shinur Makam. So, both Rav and Shmuel said if a person says Kiddush and Shul, and then they go home to drink, they have to say New Hagofen. Why? Said the Rashbam, the Havali Es Hadas. The Rabbi Yechon said, it's not considered to be Es Hadas. It seems to be that Rabbi Yechon said, the reason the Rashbam says, why, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not Es Hadas, because they had in mind when they went shul that they were going to continue to drink wine. So what's Pshat and Rav and Shmuel? They're not arguing in the Metzias of whether or not this guy had this in mind. So he said it could be that the Machlokes is, when there is a certain thing which happens, is that called necessarily Es Hadas? And they understand that when you go from shul to your home, that change of location is automatically as chadas. Yechon says it isn't. So to over here, we're saying the same thing. Says Rabbi Yehuda Sava, that once you say, we're going to bench, Birkas Hamazon is upon us, and that is considered to be as chadas. So to over here, said Rava, going back to our story with Rabbi Yaakov Abba, that he said agafen in the middle of the meal. Came Birkas Hamazon, he benched ala kais and said a new Birkas Hamazon. Asked Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, why did you say new hagafen? I mean, you knew that you were going to bench ala kais and you knew that you were going to drink it. Teretz is, Birkas Hamazon is considered to be a halachic hesachadas. I know that I'm going to drink the kais. It is considered to be a halachic hesachadas. Hence, I need to say a new bracha. Let's just see one more piece. Ameimar Umar Zutra Ravashi. Ameimar Umar Zutra Ravashi have a Yasvi Bis Uda. They were sitting down together having a meal. The Koyalayu Ravacha Breda Rava. Ameimar Baruch Al Kokasa Vakasa. Ameimar used to say a brach on every single case of wine. Umar Zutra Baruch Akosa Kamo. Vakosa Basra. Meaning on the first cup during the meal. And on benching. Ravashi Baruch Akasakama Vesule Baruch. He only said the bracha on the very first time he drank, and he didn't say new bracha on the coast of Birkas Hamazon. So, three chachamim, three deis, vastutmen. So, Amar Lehu Ravacha Bar Rava, Hanan Gemah Neved. What are we supposed to do? You have three rabbanim come to my house, you all do something differently. What am I supposed to do? What should we do? So, each of the three explained their shita. Ameimar Omar. Ameimar said, Ano, Nimlach Ano. I, every time, I'm changing my mind. If you look at Rashi, two lines before the lines become wide, in the Rashbam, excuse me, Nimlech ani b'kois sheni nimlachti lishtes. I changed my mind to drink again. Shekvar havili hesech adas mishishasisi keis rishin dechein kol pam upam shishasisi nimlachti. Every single time that I drank, I changed my mind. We'll just finish. We're going to try and get to a couple more lines and we'll stop. So he said, I change my mind every single time, hence I say a new bracha. Mar Zutra Amra, no, why did I say a bracha on the first cup of wine and on Birkas Amozen? Ano, I did like the Talmidei the Rav. We said that that's what they did, that it was on the first case and on Birkas Amozen. Rav Ashi Omar, Lis Hilchas HaKatamid the Rav, he said, no, we don't paskin like the Talmid the Rav, the Ha Yom Tov Shechal Yis Achra Shabbos, because when Yom Tov falls after Shabbos, the Omar Rav, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, and you see that you're able to just with one bracha, with one kais, you're able to do both Kiddush and Havdalah. And that says the Gemara, that's not a raya, Rav Ashi, Valoyi, Hasam Akadaiti, meaning when it comes to Birkas Hamazon, like we said before, and Birkas Hamazon is considered to be a Hesach Hadas, if it's a Hesach Hadas, then it breaks things up, therefore you say your bracha before, in the middle of the Suda, and then post Birkas Hamazon, whereas in a place where there's no Akira, because there was no Birkas Hamazon in between, so then there's no need to say a separate bracha. Okay, we'll call it here.
Just an obvious question.